Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back from vacation. I was doing some driving around, and I got some texts today and some calls, so we thought we'd reach out to Scott Boyle, our friend, district engineer and administrator for Louisiana Department of Transportation Development. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Let me tell you, I've been doing some stuff on having to go to some place on Metairie Road, and I think you guys are doing an extraordinary job there with minimizing the distraction or minimizing the congestion. I think you're doing a heck of a job out there. Tell me what the status is of that project.
Well, that's a mill and overlay project, Tommy. We had to be really careful. That corridor runs a lot of traffic, and in order to get that project on, we certainly have to be strategic when we can do lane closures, when we can do full closures. So, you know, we do this on all our jobs. That's why typically when we work on the interstate, we only do lane closures at night just because of the sheer amount of traffic. So certainly there's a lot of planning that goes in to these projects. I mean, they have to get done, and progress sometimes is uncomfortable. But, we have to balance that, and we certainly are very mindful about minimizing those disruptions to people's daily lives.
And I'm driving into the belly of the beast on that one, so you're doing a good job. I just wanted to tell you that. Let's talk about the airline overpass. I forgot how we refer to that, rather. What do we call it?
This is the exit ramp from I-10 West to US 61 Airline Highway. That one's been closed for the past two months. This was the garbage truck incident that everybody's familiar with. We set up the emergency shoring.
I saw
last
that
month.
Yesterday.
We got the We got the garbage truck out of there. Now we have our contractor. He came in on Monday. We're starting to cut that bad steel column that was severely damaged, and we're already working to get that column replaced. At the very least, weather permitting, we're going to have that ramp that's been closed for the better part of 2 months. We're going to have that back open by the end of August.
All right, and to be clear, those supports don't make it strong enough for anybody to drive on. They make it strong enough for the contractor to work on. Am I accurate there or not?
That is correct. Yeah, we certainly we don't want anybody on that ramp. We want to, keep everybody safe. We don't want to have anything worse than that's already happened. So that was just to support that structure, extract that garbage truck up, and get the contractor in there to be able to work and repair those damaged members that had occurred from this crash.
That's what I wanted to have you on and talk about, because you see the supports and it looks as though, and I saw them yesterday, everything's fine. Why not open it up? Well, because the supports are there only to make it safe for the contractor until it's permanently repaired, which should be by weather permitting the end of August. And the weather's been cooperating so far. Scott, are you on schedule, or how would you say?
We're on schedule, Tommy, and we're looking to deliver a surprise with this project. We certainly
don't ruin it.
We're very conservative.
Don't ruin the surprise, Scott.
I know, and we very conservative with our completion estimates, but we're going to be on track by the end of the month, so it's going to happen, and I look forward to talking to you about it later on down the road.
All right, end of August, maybe a surprise. Earlier in August, we'll see. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Scott Boyle with DOTD. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about healthy eating. Then we're going to talk to Jeff Palermo about LSU. We'll wrap it up. Talk with Alice Hoyt, a board-certified food allergist, about kids and school and allergies.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.